Welcome back to the Pagoda Podcast, joined by your host, Eli, your other host,
Cheyenne,
and once again, damn near feature at this point, like, might as well just put her in the goddamn title, you know what I mean? The Pagoda Podcast, Feet CC. Anyways, we have...
CC.
Yeah, I might have said, I said your name on accident. Anyways, we're here to talk about astral projection today. What we think about it, if we think it's possible, and if so, how it's attainable. And then after we do that, maybe we can dive into, if we could astral project, what would we be doing? You feel me? All right. Anyways, let me scoot up. Who wants to go first?
I guess I'll go first. Okay. Basically, astral projecting is kind of just like projecting your soul, your consciousness, to any reality you want. I personally have never done it before, but I would definitely love to.
How do you think it's attainable?
I feel like through meditation, you know, really just connecting to your higher self.
Yeah. That's good. Good point. Good point. What do you think, Shane?
Can you repeat the question, please?
So, what do you think about astral projection? And then how would you think, like, how do you think it's attainable?
What I think about it, I think it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about it, but I feel like it can be obtained by psychedelics, high key.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That and, like, meditating. Because I feel like if you're enlightened, it's easier to do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just play meditation for you to sleep. Astral project.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We should all have a sleepover and do that one day. Just, like, I feel like with all of us being together, if we, like, did shrooms or something, and then we just, like, listened to, like, a astral projection meditation while we went to sleep, all of us, we're about to go do some shit.
I think astral projection is... I definitely think it's possible. But I think that, I deadass think that the people that can do it, don't be telling people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's something you gotta discover on your own, damn near. So they just be like when you talk about it, they're like, yeah, I would love to do that.
It's like, I'd be doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think meditation is key. Yeah. I don't know, I feel like you have to just accomplish something, you know, in your journey or whatever. Like in your fate. Do y'all believe in like destiny? Or not like destiny, but like fate, like shit's meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. I definitely think that's true too. Because I believe the theory that like your soul like picks everything ahead of time. I really believe that like it picks like your family and like how life is gonna go for you, because your soul has like to, throughout lifetimes, it has to, like, do certain shit. I don't really know how to explain it. Mm-hmm. But I believe that.
It's the idea of, like, since, like, man came about, like, souls being reincarnated since then.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, damn near possible. Because, like, we've definitely had more people in history die than live. Like, currently alive. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, could be. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, to me, reincarnation seems like the most logical thing that happens after death. Because just, like...
I would not want to be reincarnated.
I feel like we definitely are.
I would, like, if I could choose, I'm gonna be a dog, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you get to choose, though.
That's okay.
I think that...
Take a quick pause. And we're back. Sorry about that. Take a pause. We all know what it's about, but we're not gonna talk about it.
Really? I think we should.
That's weird because I just saw 444 when you said that. So.
Really? I saw that too. So
really?
Like, it's
weird.
A sign.
It's a sign that you're gay as hell. How about that?
It's a sign to talk about it. But anyway, Cece, as you were saying.
As I was saying, I was just saying how I believe in that soul theory. And I think that our souls can astral project into whatever reality we like. And I know there is a few realities I would like to project myself into one day when I reach that level. Hopefully.
Like what? Where would you like to go?
The first place I want to go is Avatar The Last Airbender. I'm going to be a fucking waterbender, period. The coldest one, better than Katara. Really, if I can control it like lucid dreaming, I'll really be the Avatar. Clearly. But if we can't choose to be the Avatar, I will settle for being a waterbender.
I would settle for an airbender. I'd be happy as fuck about being an airbender. If I got a flying bison, yeah. You'll never catch me again. Like, I'm out this bitch. I'm living in the woods. And like, collecting berries. We're vibing, you know?
I think I would definitely want to be Earth. High key.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
Not fire?
No.
I wouldn't want to be. I feel like fire is low key the weakest.
Yeah,
I feel
like and Earth it's like
is way more beneficial. Yeah,
I feel like fire is just like it's so destructive. I'm like, where really are the pros if you're not trying to destroy something? Like, I'm not trying to be evil. I just want to have fun with my bending abilities and you know go on adventures with the fucking Avatar. Like,
you can make food real easy with your hands. You can just be like. Cooking shit on your hands.
That's true. Like, I mean, yeah, I just feel like, personally, I don't feel the need to have all of that destructive power.
Yeah, it's the least practical. Definitely.
I'm like, I'm thirsty, don't got nothing to drink, pulls water out of thin air. Period. Yeah.
Firebender's kind of got it bad, bro.
Low key. The only cool ass shit is the lightning.
Yeah. I would say I'd be fucking people up with lightning.
Right.
Like, if I had lightning, yes, of course, I would be like. As I should.
Right? As you should.
Or if I was one of those, the eye on the head and it just. And it's like. Like, shoot motherfucking missiles out their third eye.
No, for real. Like,
that's low key what I would be on. If I was astral projecting, I would
just. He would be Combustion Man? No.
If I could be an airbender and Combustion Man, bro. Bro. I tell you, I'd be like, flying around. I'd be Superman, bro.
I'm like, if it's on some lucid dreaming shit,
yeah.
You can literally be whatever you want. Yeah. I will be the Avatar, and I'm going to be the Avatar that can. Lava bend, metal bend, I'm spirit bending, I can do lightning, I'm doing all of the extra shit.
Like, be able to fly. Yeah.
Exactly, sure. Exactly. I'm going to be the most powerful Avatar ever.
Oh, I would go crazy if I was Avatar.
Like, it'd be so much fun.
Like, when I tell you there'd be no crime, because I would just be just going everywhere, bro. Just fucking Superman, bro. Literally would just be like, all right, time to go.
But I feel like it would low-key be fun if there is, like, some kind of evil so me and my friends can fight it. Because you're the Avatar, so you know you're going to win. You might as well have fun. Like, come on.
I would literally create my own evil. Like, and then when we would final battle, I'd be like, I created it. Smack it down. You know?
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. I'm like, lucid dreaming is dang near. I would dang near rather lucid dream than astral project if I can really choose.
If I could, here's the thing, like, lucid dreaming, like, that's just me. You know, like, I can go, like, see people and, like, make people there, but it's like, that's just me and Matt, like, my mind creating it, right? But, like, astral projection is, like, on some real shit, I could come to y'all's houses and you'd be sleeping and, like, enter your dream. Like,
really?
It's like a spiritual, like, I could, like, literally come to y'all and be like, wake up and, like, come astral project with me, like, the fuck?
Period.
And that's okay, why. What's the difference, though?
Lucid dreaming is like,
it's just a dream, you have complete, but you create it.
Like, full control. Okay. Astral projection is more like entering kind of like a spiritual place almost.
Interesting. Like, shifting.
How's he gonna talk about he don't have a cough no
more? No, because he's been coughing like that.
The past no mask on. Motherfucking nasty. Yeah, got made fun of a lot for my jug today.
As you should.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
It was hot as fuck. It was like a hundo today.
Are you outside?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Really? That sucks.
I was sweating so much this morning. That's why I had to change.
Yeah. Like, we need to get on this, spiritual journey of ours, because I'm trying to astral project with you guys. Period.
If I could astral project, the first place I would go would be Aragon.
With like the dragon?
Yeah, and I'd be a dragon rider. I'd become a god, bro. That shit would be crazy. They got like mind magic and shit.
Really?
Like you just like stare at people and like try and like break into the other person's mind. Because like if you're like a dragon rider or like wizard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you can like read people's thoughts. Unless they like know how to guard against it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's crazy.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah. It's like it's got a lot of concepts to it too. Mm-hmm. You can use it for other things. When I tell you, I'd just be sitting all day growing my mind so I could just cover like miles and just be like, I know exactly where they are. Fly my fucking dragon there.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Like, if I could really astral project every night, I'm coming to pick you guys up, and every night we're gonna just go experience a different anime. Well, we're gonna start out with Avatar, even though that's not an anime, but then we can do like Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm like, we'll do Naruto. We're gonna do Attack on Titan too.
We have to do Hunter x Hunter.
Have to do Hunter x Hunter.
Cause I gotta take the test. Like the,
no, for real.
Like put the leaf down, you know? I gotta do that. No, when I tell you I would learn Nin within a week.
He said like, within a week.
Within a week I would be like, I got it, like
right.
Glowing and shit. Yeah.
Because I'm about to be pulling forth all my effort to get that shit.
But I mean, if we could go there, we could like make ourselves strong, you know? Like Gon Killua strength, you know?
Right. I'm like, really? I would want to be a specialist, because why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, I think I'd be a transmuter like Killua.
Is it enforcer? What's the...
Enhancer.
Enhancer. Yeah, I feel like I'd be an enhancer.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Cheyenne doesn't even...
Specialist Ryzen.
Not a clue.
Cheyenne would probably be whatever that girl that does the Nen stitches is. I don't know what that is.
The Nen stitches?
The Phantom Troop girl.
Phantom Troop? Okay, I don't remember her, but I don't know if Phantom Troop. I'm developing a stutter. If y'all haven't noticed.
It'd be like that sometimes. I'm like, we all know about Jujutsu Kaisen. We can go there.
Yeah.
Period.
I don't know. Jujutsu Kaisen would kind of freak me out a little.
Really?
Yeah, that's demons and shit. Not like demons, but like...
Like curses?
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, yeah. Because that damn near is like demon shit. Like
you're
a curse.
Training for that shit.
Curses, but curses
fun.
Are developed from human feelings and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying, but it's just like bad energy.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's true. But I feel like if you can get rid of that shit, be like Gojo or something.
What do you guys think your like ability would be then in Jujutsu Kaisen?
I feel like I gotta have something cold like Gojo.
Mm-hmm.
The six eyes, like period. Or even like Megumi's. He's, like, super strong,
mm-hmm.
and the, like, summoning those animals thing, so that's cool. So, maybe that.
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't know.
I'm like, we've just been seeing... Actually, no. Scratch everything I said before. I'm being a speech user. Like that guy, Toji, who can only say, like, tuna and mayo and shit like that.
In Jujutsu Kaisen?
Yes.
What episodes?
Oh my goodness. Y'all don't be paying attention.
Wait, what?
I don't remember him.
The guy, he always has his hood, like, up here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Him. And he can only say, like, words, yeah, okay, like, what okay. the fuck are you talking about?
I remember him.
Because he's not strong enough, but I would be strong enough, and I would be saying, so shut the fuck, like, stop talking.
What's
like,
his ability?
He, like, people, like, whatever he says happens. Like,
oh,
he'll be like, run away, and they have to run away. Or he'll be like, don't move, and they just stop moving.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
That'd be nice as fuck.
That one is cold. He comes in clutch a few times, but he's not that strong. So, like, if he says certain words, it fucks his shit up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would tell Cheyenne. The first thing I would do if I had that, I'd be like, hey, say you're gay. And then she'd just be like, I'm gay. I'd be like, the truth is out. The truth is out.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, no, that's definitely the Jujutsu Kaisen ability I would want.
Nice. Very nice. I don't know, man. Wish I could, like, turn it. Beast Boy's powers? Yeah.
Beast
Boy.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, it'd be nice if we would turn into animals. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. No, it'd
be a cool
curse. Right?
To be able to, like, I guess summoning animals would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want wolves. I would want, like, polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some tigers. And then a bunch of ravens.
Yeah, right?
I love it. I might get a pet raven. Like,
I'm like, that. That's me with crows.
Mm-hmm. They're both really smart. Like, corvids, I think that's what they're called. That, like, type of bird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got grackles, blackbirds. Like, smart birds.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know why. Like, crows are supposed to, like, kind of low-key be, like, bad luck. But I, like, I don't know. I like them. And
I love crows. I love ravens.
Like, drawn towards them for some reason. And I'm, like, definitely going to have a crow tattoo somewhere.
I'm getting a raven tattoo.
As you should.
Yeah.
And definitely if I could, like, find a baby crow and, like, raise it. I would do that shit.
It'd be awesome.
Right. Just chill on my shoulder and shit. Fucking period.
Ravens, they're, like, smart enough that you can just befriend them.
Really?
Like, if you just start giving them food all the time, they'll, like, remember you and they'll come to you. And, like, they'll bring you gifts. Like,
wow.
They're smart-ass birds.
That's cool. We love that.
Seagulls? Fuck seagulls.
Seagulls are the worst.
Oh my god. And I think in, like, Scotland or something, or, like, right before we went, this girl, like, we all went to this one place, and then this the girl with us, like, went somewhere else, like, Pret or something, which is, like, Starbucks, and she got a sandwich, and she set it down on the table, and she was, like, waiting to eat it, and a seagull fucking snatched it. It was so fucking funny.
She was sick, I bet.
But, yeah, no, she was, like, about to cry. I was just like, just go ask them for another one.
Right.
And she did, and they gave it to her. Like, they were like, yeah, sorry.
That's good.
Right, that's nice.
But, like, he stole, like, he yeeted that shit. And just,
I'd be about
ate
to cry
the whole
too.
Fucking thing. Like, she had not even taken a bite. Like, I was like, damn, that's No, she had bad luck. Like, she for real got shit on a lot. Like, not shit on, but, like, just had, like, bad shit happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
That sucks.
Right?
I'm trying to enjoy living.
Yeah.
Cheyenne, where would you want to go if you could actual project?
I don't know. I think I would probably honestly go into Food Wars and get a little specialty dish and just be challenging people to a food war. That would be so fun.
Period.
And just to eat food all the time.
Right?
You know what we should do? We should do, what's it called? Parking lot.
Supermarket Steakout.
Supermarket Steakout. We should do a Supermarket Steakout episode. Just, like, the three of us.
That would be funny.
Have, like, Nick be a judge. Jonah could be, what's her name?
Alex.
Yeah, fucking Alex.
Alex Gornishevy.
Because I would fuck y'all up.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that, guys.
Supermarket steakhouse?
Like, how are we supposed to get the groceries?
We go to Kroger. Or we just have Nick buy, like, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And just get, like, a certain amount, you know?
Just, like, random shit.
And then, like,
shit.
Yeah, mix it all up. Like, shit that you could cook with, but, like, he would
get some stupid shit.
He would definitely get, like, octopus.
Ew. Yeah. Ew. In that case, I would probably lose.
Yeah, I would lose with octopus.
Like, what?
I would lose with, like, not, like, catfish, but, like...
I was about to say, I'll throw down some fucking catfish.
I'll throw down some. Yeah, I bet your catfish is better. But I do make good catfish.
Yes,
catfish is good as fuck.
Don't play with me, because I'll be basic as fuck and do catfish and spaghetti, but I'm going to still win. Well, no offense to y'all.
Depends what I get. You better hope I don't get Mexican. I'm fucking all
I don't know. My beer and tacos, no. They be hitting. Yeah.
I'm making a burrito that'll.
Making a fire
blow
baby taco.
Your goddamn mouth.
Yeah, I'm gonna do tacos. The tacos with the fucking taco fucking broth, whatever.
Yeah.
That shit. And I'm gonna win. Sorry, guys. I'm like, or wings, chicken.
I'll throw down some chicken.
My lemon pepper wings.
Bacon.
Mm.
Rice. Let me get my hands on eggs and rice.
Y'all, well, y'all rice, I'm losing automatically.
Oh, I would fuck some rice. Bro, I would make such good rice.
I can never cook it correctly, so like,
really?
Damn from the start.
I love rice.
No, we just like learn how to extra project, and every day we go into a different show, go into a different thing. We can go to Marvel one day.
That'd be so fried.
Yeah, if we went to Marvel, like, would y'all just become a superhero there, or would you be your own superhero?
What do you mean?
Like, if you went to DC, like, could you just become Superman? Like, would you want to just become
a
superhero?
Oh, it would be like a whole...
Or would you want to, like, be your own superhero?
I would want to be my own superhero, for sure. Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. What would you want your power and, like, name to be?
I don't know about a name, but I feel like I would want my power to have something to do with lightning and, like, lightning speed and, like, shooting lightning or some shit.
Yeah.
And, like, also water. I don't know how we would make it work, but we're going to make it work. Mm-hmm. If I have to have half lightning, half water power, whatever, we're going to make it happen. And I'm just going to be a cold-ass bitch. And I don't know about a name. You guys got to... We'll have to think about
name.
That.
I got a name.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your name?
The Abominable Snowman.
Eli.
No, I said...
What would your power be like?
No.
Elsa type shit?
He's talking about for me.
No, yeah, I was just fucking with you.
I was going to say
that regardless. That's why I was laughing.
Oh.
Water and electric?
Mm-hmm.
That's utilities.
Not utilities. I'm thinking lightning because I want to be able to like shoot lightning and like run really fast like lightning.
Yeah.
And water, like water bending, like type some kind of power to manipulate water, freeze it or some shit. I don't know, you know, something like that. But I just don't know a name. And I would not work for like the fucking
police.
Yeah, like the government shit that they have in the Marvel movies. I'm just gonna be on my own, cause I'm not working with. This whack-ass government.
No, I'm killing people, like, without a doubt.
Period.
I'm just saying,
oh
like...
my God.
Literally. Like, all the rapists, we getting them out of there. Period.
I don't know, I would want to be damn near, like, Professor X shit. Just be able to, like... Just, like, look into people's eyes and, like, freeze them. Sure. You gotta calm down now, buddy. I know you're feeling big and bad, but you can't live anymore. You know?
Yeah. See, I was thinking more so, like, Magneto shit, like, moving stuff, telekinesis, but also, like, time, and, like, being able to slow time down and do shit. Control time.
Time would actually be
dope. Time would be a cold ass.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Power, yeah.
No, time. I think about all the time, like, if I could just pause for, like, however long I wanted and then resume and it would just be the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
y'all wouldn't see me again. Like, I would literally become a different person because I would live, like, 10 years in, like, a week.
Like, you know that shit would be so
literally
fun.
Go, like, I don't know. I feel like I would definitely go back in time, but just to, like, watch shit happen. Like, not actually change. I don't want anything to change.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, be able to see, like, go back in time and, like, I don't know, watch, like, a Whitney Houston concert or some shit.
First thing I'm doing, if I can, like, pause time, pausing it, and hopping on a bicycle, putting some headphones on, playing some music, and just fucking...
just vibing.
And stealing shit. Like, stealing shit.
Yeah, I'd probably rob a bank first thing.
Yeah, and then get my money right, and then I'd be like, okay. Like, I'd probably, like, explore the world then, man. So, like, I would just hang out with y'all one day and be like, I think I'm gonna go on a trip. And then, like, 3 years later, just be sitting here like, what up, y'all?
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what other thing could we go into? Like, I'm trying to go do some Kill Bill shit.
Yeah.
Like, swords and shit. I don't know why. I just feel like I'd be cold as fuck.
Zombieland would love to go there.
I'm gonna call them new powerful zombies.
Yeah,
that'd be
a lot of fun.
Have you seen the second movie? They got some powerful motherfuckers, huh?
But I'm thinking more so the first one. Like, I love the first movie.
The first one is good as fuck. I would fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to go nowhere with zombies. That shit's.
Yeah, no, I don't like really. Zombies, because I don't think they're practical. They'd starve to death so fast.
Right?
They would literally kill all, damn near, like, probably 97% of human population in, like, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would probably starve out.
Yeah, right.
Because fuck, they're eating.
Right.
You know? And then that little 3% coming the fuck out of their bunkers and restarting the world.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be crazy if some zombie... Oh my goodness, I don't even want to think about it. The way I would literally just unalive myself. I'm not dealing with it.
I'd do some fuck shit.
Because I don't know if I could survive that. Like, mentally, I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't know, maybe in, like, the heat of the moment, I'd be like, yeah, like, fight for my life. But and realistically, I feel like I would lose it. And it would be better for me to just not be here at that point. I'm like, let me go to wherever it is we go and pick out a new life or something. I don't know.
I'm probably going to steal somebody's bunker. Or just, like, find someone who has a bunker. You know, take them out, know where the bunker is. And then I'm riding around for a while, just killing zombies and, like, finding people. Like, hey, you want to live with me? I got a bunker. You know?
I'm so weak. Now you have a bunker. I don't know.
Just find the cool people.
Yeah, no, zombies, they want to do it for me.
Oh, I would hate fighting zombies with, like, a gun. That's so terrifying to me. Like, I hate movies that they just keep shooting. So, like,
no, I feel like that's too much noise. Like, we have to adapt and be quieter.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't know, like, what the fuck.
Like, do some bow and arrow.
Swords don't make sense, because if you, like, for real use the sword on, like, that many zombies, you'd have to be just, anytime you're not killing zombies, just sharpening that shit.
Because
it would dull so fast. And then, like, baseball bats would be alright.
Just a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of exertion.
Axes, sledgehammer. I think a sledgehammer wouldn't be bad. Or, like, one of those, like, you ever seen those, like, rubber axes?
Yeah.
It's, like, all kind of fused together. It's not just, like, the head and the stick.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like one of those would be pretty nice. there and just be dual wielding those.
Yeah, I don't even know. I would just rather not deal with the zombies. Like, whenever y'all get done fighting zombies, then we can meet up and go somewhere else.
Like, I'll fight for a grip.
Just to see.
Yeah. I'll be like, come on, see how many I can. Especially if, like, you killed yourself, and, like, I found you, I'll be like, yeah, I gotta fuck these zombies up. At least 4,000.
He said at least 4,000. Yeah, while y'all are doing that, I'll be... I'm gonna go to SpongeBob.
No!
I think that would be cool.
I could never live in SpongeBob.
Really?
Bro, I would stomp SpongeBob out. Imagine working with the SpongeBob.
You don't have to work at the...
I know, I'm just saying, like, imagine that, though.
Yeah, that should be annoying as fuck. Poor Squidward.
I make Mr. Krabs my sugar daddy.
No, for real.
I would eat so many fucking Krabby Patties.
Right?
The colorful ones, the pretty patties.
Mm-hmm. I'd go to the vault and be diving in.
Right?
Like, I'm gonna fuck these things up. I'm robbing people, too, for sure. Robbing Squidward of all his shit.
Not robbing people.
Leaving just his
clay. We gotta go... Don't rob from Squidward. Rob from Squilliam.
I'll rob from Squilliam.
He deserves it. Fuck...
I'm stealing some money.
Fuck Squilliam fancy son.
What does Mr. Krabs do with his money? You know, that's what, like, always confusing me.
That one episode, he had it just all, like, in a safe, and he made it talk and shit.
Yeah.
He just had it sitting there. Literally. He don't spend it.
That's real weird as fuck.
Like, very weird. Why would you do that? Literally.
Damn, he doesn't even realize. He could be opening chains.
Right.
It's unfettered capitalism here, baby. America, son. I don't know why you're not.
Eli, what? I know you would try some chum bucket.
Oh, I would be in that.
Hell no.
Bro,
Plates is gonna be like, you want some more?
I had black pudding and haggis, like...
Ew, what is haggis?
Haggis is the heart, eyes, lungs, and maybe like liver of a sheep ground up and put in the sheep's stomach and boiled.
Ew.
And then like sliced up and served.
That sounds disgusting.
Who the fuck came up with that disgusting ass?
Okay, like it sounds gross as fuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Good as fuck.
It was busted.
It was actually, like, because they serve it with breakfast. And so, like, I cut up a little sausage, put a little egg on it, you know. Low-key, like, a little bit of haggis. Kind of, like, just spreads. Oh, so good. But black pudding, that's just dried pork's blood mixed with, like, oatmeal and, like, a bunch of spices. It was
I. Oh, my God. That sounds like prison food.
When I first tried it, I didn't fuck with it. But then I, like, ate more of it, and I was like, I ate it with other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, it's not bad.
Yeah, like prison food.
No, thank you.
I would eat them both again. But black pudding's, like, not even legal here.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to sell dried blood. Like that.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Yeah, it's pretty gross. What was the consistency, like, the texture?
Black pudding was, like, damn near like a sausage. Like, just kind of, like, thick, a little thickum, you know?
Uh-huh.
Was haggis
it, like,
was
squishy?
Kind of, yeah. Haggis was more, like, soft and, like, kind of spread. It was almost like a really thick, fine gravy.
Huh.
It was pretty good. Like, I fucked with haggis. I took that shit down. I didn't finish black pudding the first time I had it. I'm trying to think if I ate any other, like, weird foods. I get no clue.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of places, though, that I would definitely be visiting if I had the power.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I would go jump into the Grand Canyon. I would go in the ocean, bro. I would go in, like, the deepest part of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
just be kicking my shit down there, you know, just vibing with the...
Find fucking mermaids and shit. Atlantis, damn near really exists.
Mermaids would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're scary. Me.
So much. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, damn near scared of, like, fae folk, you know? Like, elves and imps mm-hmm. and dwarves and shit that, like, live in the woods. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, trying to take you to their reality, like, their fantasy world, you know?
Mm-hmm. You don't like fairies?
Nah, bro, that shit would scare the fuck mm-hmm. out of me. When, like, anytime I ever see a toadstool in the woods, I'm always, like, I've never seen, like, a ring of them, but, like, a ring of them, I'd be like, I gotta dip. Mm-hmm. I gotta dip. Like, I gotta be out of here.
I don't even know what a toadstool is.
It's, like, a type of mushroom.
It's, like, the the big mushrooms.
It's, like, the big white, and it's, like...
Period. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, if you ever see a circle of those, time to go. Yeah. Time to go. Never, and don't walk in. Like, that's like portal shit. Like, you know when you see, like, a doorway in the woods?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
No, they be, that should be scaring.
Like, if you see, like, stairs in the woods.
Stairs or doors, isn't that,
yeah,
like,
Eli, hell? I remember you told us about that before. No. Stairs in the woods, I'm scared.
It was my best point. It was an accident, for sure.
It was an accident.
I thought it was a deer stand.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I was like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's deer here. So it's a deer stand. I don't know.
What happened?
Nothing.
So you think?
It's been a while. It's been a while now.
I heard that, like, stairs in the woods is, like, basically, like, a gateway to, like, hell or, like, you know, shit
probably
like
just
that.
Wasn't open then.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I was, like, with other people.
Yeah. I don't be in the woods and shit like that. I'm kind of scared of that kind of shit.
I'm not that scared of the woods. I like the woods.
I like to go hiking and stuff.
When I'm in the woods, I like to feel like a predator. So, I just be on my, like, I'll fight fucking anything right now.
Yeah, I'm like, so weak. Me, Jacob, and Anthony, we went hiking at night, and that was pretty fun.
Really? Yeah, that's...
It was because Jacob was, like, it was, like, 4, and he was, like, do you want to go hiking? And we were, like, yeah. And we were, like, halfway out there, and he was, like, I didn't think about how the sun sits at 5. And it was, like, pitch black by the time I got back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, the sun's been setting pretty late here. It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's hot as fuck. Alright, we are at 38 minutes. I reckon we can call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for listening, if you are. It's probably just me, Cheyenne, and Cece listening. So. What up, future self?
Bitch!
Hey, Cheyenne, in the future, you're gay as fuck. How about that?
Eli.
I'm so glad that you came out.
You're the gayest person I know.
Right. Yeah.
Cece, thank you for joining.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Goodbye.
Peace out.